Continuing the Ramah says that's mutter to set up the Kli Mishkodesh Karen Zeiger. It seems to be some sort of a clock on Erev Shabbos, even though it makes noise on Shabbos when it tells you the time, maybe every hour, or whoever it was that it ticked, it makes noise. There's no problem with setting up an Erev Shabbos to work on Shabbos, even though we said before that it's good to be machmer, like the Shittas that are machmer, to avoid things that make noise on Shabbos, and then generally should not set something up on Friday that's going to make noise on Shabbos. Here it's better because everyone knows the derech is to set up on Friday. You don't constantly run a clock to make it tick, to make it tell the time, otherwise the clock's not telling you the time. Rather, you set it up in advance that should tell the time for you in the future. So you could set the clock up on Friday to tell the time on Shabbos, even though the way the clock worked was that it made noise, because everyone knows, no one's going to be chushed that you did it on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah points out that it sounds from this that's also set up on Shabbos, even to tell a guy to set it up on Shabbos. And even if you're doing L'Shem Mitzvah, in order to know when it's my Kriya Shema, it's my Tefillah, still he says not Tzapasha. Because there might be a Melacha D'Raisa involved in setting up the clock, and a Melacha D'Raisa, Amir La'akim is also on a Melacha D'Raisa, even Melacha Mitzvah. And Mishnah Berurah says, look at Sim Shin Lama Ches, where he discussed this in more detail. The Shulchan Aruch says it's involved, the one is not allowed to go out on Erev Shabbos when it's close to Chashecha, which the Mishnah Berurah B'Yolach bring from the Pesach means about half an hour before Shkia, cannot go outside with a needle in his hand, or his kumis, or his pen, or something like that, because he might forget and end up carrying it on Shabbos, Mirishas Lashus, or Faramas Ashtarabim. However, one could go outside with the tefillin on, even very close up to Shkia, because since a person cannot be, is not allowed to Masiach Das from his tefillin, so we're confident that he's going to remember to take his tefillin off before Shabbos, he's not going to forget about it, and be left, be forced to carry them, take them off, and carry them on Shabbos. But in general, one should not go out carrying something within half an hour of Shabbos, if it's as such, they might forget and end up carrying it on Shabbos. So Yishnav is machad in his hand, this needle's hand, or his kumas, or his pen, or something like that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that one could go out with a needle, like stuck into their jacket or something like that, into their clothing, because that's not Hitzah D'Raisa to carry like that on Shabbos. That's only D'Rabbanan. And since that's only Hitzah D'Rabbanan, so therefore, Chazal were not gezer, they cannot go out like that half an hour before Shabbos, because he might come to do it on Shabbos. Because even if you do it on Shabbos, it'll only be Hitzah D'Rabbanan. We know Chazal made gzeris, but they're not gezer, gzera l'gzera. So something with this is a deraisa of carrying it on Shabbos. Chazal said to be careful, samach l'chashecha, because he might come to carry it on Shabbos. But something that is only a D'Rabbanan to carry on Shabbos, there Chazal were not gezer, gzera l'gzera. Based on that, Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham, that nowadays that there's no Shram deraisa, the street's only a Carmelis, so one could carry Samach L'Shecha before Shkia on Erev Shabbos, because even if you end up carrying by mistake on Shabbos, it'll only be Iskra Bonan. It's not Rishram D'Raisa, it's only Carmelis. But the Shabbos brings from Taisa Shabbos that he says that many places can hold that we do have Rishram D'Raisa on certain streets nowadays, and then this Halacha of Shulchan Aruch would apply nowadays. And Mishnah Berurah adds on that the Gro writes in Bira Gro that when Mamash gets close to Shkia, even a Carmelis with the Isra of carrying Iskra Bonan, one cannot carry. Then there's more of a Chashash you'll end up carrying on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Zayin, that's a mitzvah, a person to mashmish his kelim, his pockets, and his begodim, close to Shabbos, a place where he often puts things in his pockets, that he shouldn't, by mistake, end up carrying something on Shabbos. Whatever the place are in his clothing, whether it's in his pockets or in his belt, whatever it is, a place that's normal for a person to put things that he wants to carry on him, he should check it before Shabbos to make sure he does not end up carrying on Shabbos out of the house, or does not end up carrying muksa on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing applies on Shabbos. He wants to go out of the Erev, and he usually puts things in his pockets because he usually stays within the Erev. Now he's going out of the Erev, so he should check his pockets before he goes out of the Erev to make sure he didn't, in an absent either way, put something in his pocket out of habit and not realize it. Now the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is a mitzvah. A person should check their pockets Erev Shabbos Samach Hashecha. In the Bir Lachah, he points out that the Mechaber is thinking Lashon HaTor, a mitzvah. However, the Gemara says Chayv on the Mashmish, the God of Erev Shabbos Samach Hashecha. So first, the Bir Lachah goes to the approach that's Takanat Rilei Chiyuv, Lashon Chayv is Lav Davka, and it's only a mitzvah. But then he goes with a different approach from the Gro, who differentiates between Samach L'Chashecha, like we had before, half an hour before Shkia, or it's Im Chashecha, it's Mamash right before Shkia. When it's Mamash right before Shkia, the Gro holds more serious. Then you shouldn't even have carrying things out on you into a Carmelis, because you might end up carrying on Shabbos. And there the Gro holds that that's where your Chayv L'Mash Begodov. Half an hour before Shabbos, Samach, mitzvah and mashish v'kelov, mitzvah and begodim. Once it comes mamish close to Shkia, then a person's chayev to check his begodim to make sure that he's not carrying anything out on Shabbos. And the Lashon Rambam also says chayev l'mashish im chashecha. And the Nar Shalom also says like the Gro, a chiluk between hesamach l'shabbos and when it comes mamish close to Shabbos, then you must make sure there's nothing in your pockets. You might, by mistake, end up carrying on Shabbos.